This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, here we are. So far, so good. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. Hey, it's Monday, which means we're kicking off the week. And that means that we're probably talking to a writer and a podcaster by the name of Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
This is how I like to start every Monday evening. Welcome, Bill. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for you showing up. Welcome to you as well.
Hey, before we dive into the firearms news, some friends of mine, Marines, are acting as contractors. They're in Florida. It's a mess. They're living in tents because everybody is living in tents. There is no air conditioning. There's barely water. She gets a shower every couple of days. I want to say thank you for your service all over again. These people are keeping the world safe.
Well, not to me. Say it to them. I mean, I never did anything like that. I never got close to anything like that. Not because I wouldn't have.
Isn't it cool that there are men and women who will go, this is a mess. Somebody has to stand here and keep everybody safe. I know how to do it. I'll do it no matter how uncomfortable it is.
Well, you know, the advantage the military has over the rest of civilians that have never been in the military is that misery was our business. It was nothing for me. I mean, the first time I went to the field in Germany, I went to sleep that night in the Black Forest, and that night it snowed a foot and a half, and I was out there in my pup tent.
Right.
And I woke up, and I was like, wow, it's really cold here in Germany. And I got up, and I had to beat my way out of the tent, and I get up in there, and there you go. So when you're used to that kind of misery and everything, getting out there and saying, well, you don't have AC, you don't have electricity. In the military, that's like Monday night.
What do you call that? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Well, you also were in Fort Polk, Louisiana, which is where they do, oh, my God, it's hot and ugly and wet, sticky jungle training.
Yeah.
Which is anywhere post-hurricane.
Yep. Yeah.
It's what? Thank you.
That was the biggest misery. I mean, people stationed that have been stationed at Fort Polk, if somebody comes in and says, well, I sure appreciate you coming here to help us out with the hurricane, typhoon, earthquake we just had, and if they look at you and say, listen, I've got it good. I'm from Fort Polk.
That's right. Any place looks up from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, there are a lot of places that are pretty beat down, and I'm glad that there are a lot of that we as a country find ways to pick them up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why the left keeps telling us we're not that good, but we really are really, really quite good.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? It's the same feeling I get at Christmas time. You know, you see people donate to children. We down here in Louisiana have the Cajun Navy. If you drop enough water on a state, we'll be there.
Because in Louisiana, for those guys, that's what they call the backyard.
That's right. Did you say swamp?
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of? I think there were some guys out of Tennessee, and they were part of a barbecue cook-off and a chili cook-off, and they heard about, oh, another town got smacked with a hurricane, smacked with a tornado, earthquake. They go, you know, we could bring food to that. It's better than MREs. And they're used to picking up their kitchen and going to competitions. And they did. And now these guys have been all over the United States. I think that's the real heart of the U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are a very great, compassionate nation. And at the same, I mean, if you look at it, wherever we have been, wherever we put boots on the ground, mm-hmm. We've held peace. And when we leave, that's not what's left if we finally leave. I mean, that's one reason we've never left Europe. That's one reason we still have people in Korea. Wherever we have boots on the ground, peace is maintained.
Right.
So, I mean, we're good peoples.
Isn't that wonderful? The old adage, you know, what can you give? Almost the Stone Soup story. What can you donate to this community effort? And people go, of course. My son used to work at Goodwill when he was between jobs.
Right.
And he'd go, Dad, if there's a hurricane anywhere, boom. If there's an accident, people will go give more blood to their local blood bank. Even if they happen not to need it, they just go, well, it reminds me that people are in need. What a great-hearted country.
Yeah.
And I'm not running for office.
Well, I mean, it's not one of those things where we have to be running for office. It's a fact about life here and what we are and what we do. And it has been that way for some time. I mean, World War II.
Right.
Nobody in charge of the United States wanted to go to war. And then pivoting on a dime after, they held out of Europe and everything. It wasn't until we were attacked by Japan that Roosevelt pivoted on a dime and fired up just the biggest industrialized machine that the world's ever seen.
Yes.
No. And then we went out there and we fought a war across the world and won on both fronts. So,
well, and since this is an election, the crazy season, isn't that interesting what the two parties say about America? They say, you're bad. If it weren't for government, nobody would take care of anybody. It's all because of what we government do.
Mm.
President Obama's, you didn't build that.
Right.
Some people who are very strongly pro-union have looked at me with a straight face and said, if it wasn't for me being in the union, nobody anywhere would ever get paid anything. And I'm looking, they're obviously sincere. We disagree about economics. More fundamentally, we disagree about human character, because I've been lucky enough. My experience has taken me to enough places that I've seen human beings bend over to help their neighbors. It's wonderful.
This is nothing to rejoice against or about, but one of the big funders of gun grabbing in Washington State passed away.
Oh, who was that?
Paul Allen.
I'm sorry.
Microsoft co-founder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? You and I are old enough that we grew up with the founders of Microsoft, and now they're passing.
Yeah.
It's a generation. Interesting. Well, Apple with Steve Jobs, Allen with Microsoft.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Paul Allen was 65 years old.
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. It's a generation. When we come back, you inspired me with a story. You keep calling your pet unicorn Chet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading all of these news articles where over and over guys from New York said, we need more gun control. And I said, no, my gun control unicorn is named Chet. Bill and I have to talk about Chet when we come back.
Very good. All right. For Rob, you can find Rob's stuff if you like his writing. Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, and AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mike's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality controls second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Our 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
.com. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I was just thinking, you know, and my guest is Howard, Rob Morse. Rob, you know, I don't know if you were listening to that, but that was George Michael singing that song.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dead now.
Yes.
I mean, I tried to get replumbed so I could live to, I don't know, 115 or so.
Yes.
And it's all these guys dying at 53 and 65. They're disheartening me.
Yeah. Well, you're trying to stay on the bike, stay yep. active.
Yeah.
What you call it? Frosty at 60.
Salty by 60. Yeah.
Salty by, yeah. Keep moving, partner.
Yeah, yeah. So, let's talk about Chet.
Yes. All of the media spin coming out for gun control, confiscation, telling us how bad we are, despite the evidence. And yet, here's their pitch for gun control, and God, it makes a car salesman's shysterism look clean. No one will ever get shot again if we make guns illegal. Right? Isn't that a politician's dream? And it sounds great if you're a know-nothing college student. I mean, who wouldn't want to have world peace, their pet unicorn, and all I have to do is, like, mail in box tops and vote a certain way in November and then 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Poof, there they'll have it. But come on, let's peel the silliness apart and see where the lies.
One interesting thing. Now you're comparing this with you're using the climate change thing. Is part of what you're saying? I always say the left always uses the same template. If you give us this, this will go away.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
And like climate change, and I want to jump into that next segment if you don't mind, because I heard you talking about it during the week. Gun control is another one of those, if you don't know anything, wow, that sounds really cool. You know, it's like SpongeBob SquarePants. How dumb can you be? Criminals break the law, and that includes our 23,000 firearms regulations. And just you say that to some college students, and they look at you like they're shocked. I my professor never told me. Look, criminals can't go down to the local gun store. They won't go down. They don't pass a background check there. They don't even try. They don't stand around for waiting periods either. They get their guns the same way they get their drugs and everything else they sell.
Right.
They get it from other criminals. That's the $100 billion a year black market. And moving a few pounds of steel is nothing when you're already moving tons of drugs, millions of illegal immigrants. You know, when you mention that, all of a sudden Chet, the gun control unicorn, he's just not looking so good when you take a few facts, put them together, and look at this mythical creature up close. Ow.
Yeah.
I really like the way you named it, Chet. You know, maybe you want hard evidence. I gave you some logic. Here, put these pieces together. Do they fit? Okay, you want evidence. Let's see how it works in the real world, like Mexico, Brazil, Venezuela.
Mm.
We could say the terrorists in France, but we'll stay closer to home. All those countries have strict gun control laws, and yet they're many times more violent than we are here in the United States. Now, there's
England. England, their favorite, you know. There's four classifications for violent crime. Armed robbery, assault, rape, and murder.
Yes. Okay?
And in England, their violent crime per 100,000 is just a little bit more than 2,100.
Mm-hmm.
All crime across the spectrum. Here in the United States, ours is now down to 382.
Wow, 1/7 the rate of violent crime. Well, now why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's that way because in England, even if you have a shotgun license, if you use a shotgun in self-defense, if you don't kill the perpetrator, it doesn't matter. You're going to jail anyway if you use the shotgun in self-defense. In England, you know, everything is weaponized in England. They try to ban everything, steak knives, plastic knives, guns. Everything is banned in London now, for example. And, I mean, Sadiq Khan makes Bloomberg look like a rank amateur when it comes to banning things. So
I think
at the end of the day, all of the subjects are just sitting ducks. I mean, Sadiq Khan is getting out there going, you know, this is the price you pay for living in a big city that's really cool.
Well, see, you and I get it. The criminals get it, too, because in England, hot burglaries, where they break into your house when you're there, criminals prefer to break you in, rob you when you're at home because you're behind walls, you're not visible on the street, you won't get anyone to come to your aid. They have all the time in the world to get your, you know, wallet, watch, credit cards, any safe or jewelry you have. In the United States, criminals work really hard to make sure you're not at home because they don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
So we have to ask our just learning about the real world college students, which world seems safer? The world where criminals avoid you when you're at home or where they deliberately hunt you to find you at home?
Yeah.
I'm thinking over here where criminals want to leave me alone makes us safer. Now, maybe the college professors aren't telling them that, but from where I sit, okay, just a clue. Now, there is one exception, and we kind of jumped over it, Bill. Mm-hmm. There are a group of us, and I say us, meaning you and I,
right,
who are the most extraordinary law-abiding, non-aggressive people you'll find. We're as peaceful as the citizens of Japan, only they're disarmed by law, and you and I are peaceful by temperament.
You know,
because we have a carry permit.
They have ranges in Japan. They have one or two actual indoor ranges where you can shoot a gun.
Do they?
But the guns are suspended by a cable on the firing lane. There's no moving the gun. You can put your hand to the gun and pull the trigger. It's not really something you're aiming or anything else. It's just you shoot it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, I've seen that once. I don't know how many of them are out there. Coming up on the break when we get back.
There we go.
More of the musings of Rob Morse and Bill Frady. That's the fun part. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived aboard Air Force One in Macon, Georgia, to survey the damage left by Hurricane Michael. The president then was asked about Senator Elizabeth Warren's DNA test, which revealed that she is 1/1,000th Native American.
She owes the country an apology. What's the percentage? 1/1,000th?
I don't have the exact number.
Tell me, when you have the percentage, tell me what the percentage.
What about the money that you told her you would...
If she gets the nomination in a debate where I was going to have her tested, I'll only do it if I can test her personally.
A child in Florida has become the first person to die from the the flu this season. That's according to the state health officials. The child who tested positive for influenza B died sometime during the week of September 30th. Dr. Tara Naryula joined CBS this morning.
What this is a strong, clear message to parents about the importance of vaccination.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Talking to Rob Morse about all manner of things. We've already gotten Chet the Unicorn out of the way. Chet is a very maligned unicorn. He's like the mascot for so many stupid causes, isn't he? I mean, he's just like, you know, it's pathetic. Anyway.
Well, you've been covering it. Thank you so much for talking about climate change. I think I figured out why the United Nations is all pressing with their climate change claims these days. They're going broke. And, you know, if you're faced with trying to guilt rich countries into giving you millions of dollars so you can keep your apartment in Manhattan, why not try climate change? I figure they're going for broke.
Climate change is right up there with single payer. Climate change is the other pin for slavery, for financial slavery here in the United States, in addition to single payer. And it would, you know, and that's the thing. See, the biggest entity right now pushing climate change is the UN. And right. Not too long ago, some of these UN players got out there and said, well, you know, it's not about the environment. It's about the economy.
Right. Meaning, yeah, we want to control. Well, that's Bill, how do you end your program? It's not. It never has been about control. Climate control.
No.
It's about control.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's always what it's going to be about. I mean, control, period. But one of the tenets they get out there, when I was pre-recording the Gun Owners News Hour show, just to make sure everybody understood what I was talking about, I talk about things that are not so gun-centric.
Right.
Because everything they talk about, this is all conditioning you to get used to the idea that we're going to have single payer. We're going to have cap and trade for climate control. But in order for that to actually occur, they have to have total annihilation of gun ownership.
Well, and what I want to do is question their assumptions, make them sound absurd. You know, if Donald Trump wants to make America great again, I want to make silly politicians sound absurd again. So, for better or for worse, that's not that hard to do. Because, go ahead.
Oh, no, that you're exactly right. That is not that hard to do.
The claim is that climate change is caused by increased levels of atmospheric carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
That change in CO2 is caused by men, human beings, using fossil fuels.
Right.
And that's why the government needs to tell us not to exhale.
They refer to it as anthropogenic.
Anthropogenic global warming, yeah. APG. Yeah. But the Earth's climate is changing and has changing, and when I talk to...
Always has and is always going to.
Right, and when I talk to climate scientists and read their papers, and this was true when I was at Cornell very many years ago, I don't want to say, and I asked them, okay, guys, it's been hotter than it is now. It's been colder than it is now. That was tens of thousands of years ago, and in some cases millions of years ago. What caused all that change? And they look at me and deer in the headlights. And I go, well, wait a minute. If you can't explain huge changes, how do you know that what human beings are doing is at all relevant in the slightest degree? But look at the climate record, and you can look at things like sea sediment cores, and different plankton grow at different sea surface temperatures. So you look at their little fossilized remains and you go, oh, the water was this temperature here. Here it changed. And over millions of years, we take a thermometric reading and we're actually colder now than we were 3 million years ago.
Yeah.
Tell me why they can't.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, when you go and look across the nation, you'll find a lot of fossilized sea life.
Right.
Inland.
Yes.
And, you know, before, everything was just one big old continent, one big landmass, and then they split and came apart and everything. So what was the ocean levels before man? They must have been higher before man. And then the Earth cooled. And, you know, some of it froze. And you know what? I don't even know what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is that a lot of these facts that they're talking about the oceans rising, well, the oceans have been, you know, further inland before than we know.
Right.
I mean, you look around certain places and they say back during this such as the Jurassic period, this was a swamp with a high tide of about 22 feet and all this other stuff. And, you know, at the same time, we had centipedes the size of, Volkswagens. So things were different then, and the Earth changed, and it is not done changing. It will change again. And,
well, this isn't. Let me bring you up to. I get to make this joke. Let me bring you up to date. That in the Minoan period, you know, 1,000 years BC, it was much warmer than now. There was a global warming period about 2,000 years ago that we think let Rome flourish. There was a medieval warm period 1,000 years ago. There was a little ice age that probably contributed greatly to the Dark Ages.
Right.
500 years ago. And you go, and that's all in the Greenland ice core data. So I have to ask climate scientists, what caused that? Because none of it was the Industrial Revolution in the last 200 years. And they just look at me and go, not a clue, right?
No clue.
Not a tiny clue.
Well, so, I mean, they have a clue, but the thing is this. Even if you go out there with facts, which we do all the time on the gun issue, right? And it's the same thing with climate change. We go out there with facts and we can show them, well, you know, this has been going on a long time. And then they'll be, but you cannot change their mind. You're not going to change their mind because getting out there and being intellectually honest with anybody does not further their narrative or their goal of controlling everything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, there are things, and what are they called? The cycles. Ah, Milankovitch cycles, which it turns out the sun is not as consistent as we think it is. The Earth's orbit varies with time in very subtle but predictable ways. That appears to be big drivers over these tens of thousands, in fact, millions of years. Now, here's a bar bet for you, partner.
Mm-hmm.
What is the most active greenhouse gas in the atmosphere? Your choices are. I'll even make it multiple guesses.
You know what? We're coming up on the
break.
That's
right. Oh, my bad.
So why don't you let me I'm not going to even look it up while we're gone. When you come back, we'll start over fresh. You can give me the choices, and then I'll get it wrong, and you can tell me. But for Rob Morse, you know, the podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories, and the Polite Society podcast, the ensemble cast he's a part of, the written word, Slow Facts WordPress blog, writer at ClashDaily.com, featured writer at Amaland.com. Go check him out. Go check him out. These kind of ideas are the kind of stuff he writes about. He invigorates me. I invigorate him. Very symbiotic. Not at all like climate change. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. I mean, these are very nice AR-15s. And the promo code, 10% is a sizable savings at franklinarmory.com. Go check them out. I am talking to Rob Morse. We were getting ready to have a little Q&A, actually a quiz for me, a snap quiz. I did not study. So you were going to ask me, what is the most active of the greenhouse gases? Is that right?
Yeah, this is multiple choice here.
Okay.
I don't expect calculations. You don't have to show your work.
Okay.
But the obvious choices are water vapor,
mm-hmm.
carbon dioxide,
right.
methane, nitrous oxide, and then there's, if you will, everything else, the CFCs, the other gases. And let me just tell you that between the first and second choices
right.
is a factor of 35 to 1, meaning there's really only one that vastly dominates all the others. Which one do you think that is?
I guess it would be water vapor.
Yes. CO2, you look at how effective it is and how much of it is. As a greenhouse gas, it's about 4% of the greenhouse effect. And then just for sport, mind you, if we look at CO2 and how much of it in the environment is man-made, all man-made contributions are less than 5% of the CO2 that's produced.
Right.
So we're talking about 5% of 4%. I'm not. Sorry. Nice try. I'm not paying your taxes. Go away.
Gotcha.
Nice try, United Nations. Go home. Sell your New York apartment. Go figure out another reason why you should be making me a slave.
Yeah, well, that's it's not working out the way it's supposed to. You know, one of the bad things about all of this was that with the EU,
right?
When Britain left, Brexit, that was not the way that was supposed to go. And then when Trump got elected, well, that wasn't supposed to be the way that was going to go. So, you know, that's the issue they have now. And it's okay, I guess.
Isn't that interesting? There are a lot of huge oligarchies.
Yeah.
The EU, both the Republican and the Democrat Party. Now, they differ whether they want to take control of us quickly or slowly. I guess I have to go for slowly, given that I don't want them to own us quickly. I would really like more Rand Paul Republicans who say, I don't want you to, you know, just get off our back. That would be a good start. And they've just had their chain jerk terribly. Well, and I think the beginning of it was when the pigs, Portugal, Italy, Greece, and Spain, went bankrupt a couple years ago.
Yeah. The thing that I find, and the Rand Pauls, and Rand is as much of a firebrand as the old school of, you know, the pre-Trump politician could be.
Yes.
I sincerely hope that all of the politicians today take a page out of Trump's book and, you know, start, get rid of that Marquis of Queensberry rule book and start brawling. And that would be good for us. That would be good
for us.
To that end, you know, Trump pulled us out of the Paris Accords.
Right.
And
then got called every name in the books for doing it.
Sure. Sure. But, I mean, climate credit and everything, that is the biggest sham. It does nothing to address pollution. It's just a shift of money. And then the people that you're buying it from, I guess they get some of it, but whoever is brokering the deal gets a big percentage of it. And, you know, who started all that, right? You know, who the precursor to all of this was.
Our former representative from Tennessee. That's right, Mr. Gore.
Well, no, he wrote the book. He just wrote in on it. Back
Soros?
In the, yeah, no. But prior to him becoming a state senator.
Yes.
In Illinois, Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett floated this thing called the Chicago Climate Exchange. And they were going to let it be administered by J. Goldman Sachs. And this was going to be like the Wall Street of climate credit. And they were looking at revenues possibly at $22 trillion per year.
Wow, wow, wow. I bet, yeah, for which they'll just take a small cut.
Right. And this is why, you know, this is why Trump hired the kind of people he hired, you know, when he had Pantsuit as his Secretary of State, then when he had Kerry, all these deals that he was making, especially with the Paris Accords, which was never voted to be ratified on or anything else. It was just something we were in. And when Trump came in and tore it up.
I think you mean when Barack had those people in, and that's why he went with it, because it was in Chicago. He was connected to, I'll call them the Chicago Mafia.
Yeah.
And now Donald said, not my Indians, not my circus, not my monkeys. Try again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. 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 Bill, I learned so much on your show. I'm glad. Well, and you know, that's the beauty. And do you remember when you and I used to hate waiting in a doctor's office or a dentist's office?
Yes.
But now you walk in, everybody has their head down in their phone. If you want to take yourself to school, you can learn more about the world literally 10 minutes at a time. Please,
right.
I see guys doing it at the traffic light. Please, I know you're studious. I know you're not bad timing, partner. But the rest of the time you're waiting, you know, you place an order in a restaurant. Before it's there, you can, you know, get your PhD out of your phone.
Yeah, I'm sure that's coming. I'm sure the mobile world is coming. And I mean, I'm almost certain that school's going to go away. And it's going to be like that. What was the name of that? WALL-E. Do you remember that movie WALL-E where nobody ever got out of the chair? And yeah, I'm sure they're going to try to have a world like that. Hopefully that won't happen in my lifetime, even with my newly replumbed heart.
Well, you were talking about there. You just brought it up again. Getting out of the chair.
Right.
I paddled 10 clicks last night. I did it twice this week. I know the weather's been tough. Have you been able to hit the pedals and get on the road on your bike?
I'm trying to run. I've been doing a lot of walking.
All right.
We're looking for a place to move. So when I get up really early in the morning, I set the show. When I'm going to have you on or somebody else on, that makes it easier to set the show. And then we go out and we're looking for a place to move to. And A lot of walking right now. So, and the walking part of it, you know, for places like when we go to SHOT Show or we go to NRA meetup and everything, those things used to kill me. And at the NRA meetup, I had an easier time of it than I've ever had in 2018.
And this is post-heart attack.
This is post-heart attack, and now the walking part of it, I used to have all kinds of back spasms and everything when I'd be walking, and that's gone now. So the bike riding will be coming back, but right now I've been doing a lot of walking. And
Now, when you say walking, are you walking to look at houses to find ones that are for sale?
No, but I mean, we're walking all over the houses and everything else. You go around the backyard and everything and doing a lot.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, when we were at Tactical Response,
yes,
I was convinced I was going to be one of the heat casualties.
Whoa. Well, but and you were having asthma attacks at the same time, and you didn't.
I had asthma attacks, but I didn't have a heat injury, which I was shocked. And the only time I'd have an asthma attack when we do that fine supine shooting, which I love so much.
Laying down in the dirt.
Sucking up the dust. So, yeah.
Well, I was at the range, and I'm looking around, and somebody embarrassed me the other day, a non-gun friend, and they said, "You gun owners say you want to protect yourself, and yet I look at you, and as a class, you're overweight." And I just go, I think, in fact, we're just average, but too many people are overweight, and that's where you want to start taking care of yourself. Please, please, I want you to be around longer than Bill and I.
Well, and real quick, people die from the kind of heart attacks I have all the time that look like they are gym rats. So it has nothing to do with weight. It has everything to do with what you're eating. So anyway, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. Talk to you next week.
Yes, you will. We have our number two inbound. Yes, we do. This is Lock and Load. Story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.